identical twin brothers, Mark and Scott Kelly, are part of an experiment by NASA to see if either of their genes will match up after Scott Kelly spent 340 days on the International Space Station. They're part of a unique study that shows what extended time in space does to your body. And because they're identical twins, the two essentially have the same set of genes. Both Mark and Scott, both of them are astronauts. But Mark spent 54 days in space, retired in 2001. Now Scott spent about a year orbiting the Earth on a mission that started in March 2015. And since he returned, NASA has been studying the differences between the two of them. The biggest initial change was when Scott returned. He has 2 inches on Mark. 2 inches taller than Mark than before. Because he's been without gravity for so long. And over time, his height had reverted, so he's back to his normal height. But less obvious change to Scott's genes, well, that will probably never reverse. And when Scott returned, about 7% of his genes were chemically changed in a way that made them closed off. So they're unreadable. You can't do anything with them. The code remained the same, but the body was suddenly unable to read the code for some of the proteins. A geneticist and biochemist at Cornell University, Christopher Mason, was leading this study, and he told Business Insider that some of these changes had occurred in regions of Kelly's DNA for vision and immune system function, but they're not big enough changes to generate any major changes in the body function. Scott said that he was surprised to hear that his DNA had been changed in an interview with MarketWatch. He didn't understand it. I mean, he understood it, but he didn't know about it. He was like, okay, well, this is new to me. Kelly stated, I did read the newspaper the other day, and that 7% of my DNA had changed permanently. And I'm reading that like, huh? Well, that's weird. Then they asked if it was worth the risk. Kelly said, you know, every day we walk out of our house, we're exposing ourselves to risk. You decide the risk of driving to work is worth it because you have to get to work. My work just happened to be in space. So him being in space for almost a year completely changed his DNA. And his work in space is going to help push people towards Mars. It's going to lay the groundwork for the engineering and the science behind sending human beings further than we've ever been before. And his genes were adapting to space. NASA called them, quote, space genes, but Gavin Bascom, a chemist studying DNA structure at New York University, unaffiliated with the work, he's not so in tune with the happy name of space genes, because it could be that these genes were manipulated, and there could be adaptations that are not that good for longevity. And since this test was done about 6 months after he got back to Earth, it's possible that the genes had come into contact with something else. There could be another factor that changes genes. Like if you draw blood into a non-pressurized container, for example, the gene activity will be different than it was inside of you. And since this is a precursor for a 3-year mission to Mars, NASA is going to have a peer-reviewed journal under rigorous scrutiny by external reviewers, and they're going to publish the full results later this year. So stay tuned for that. We'll have all the information about that when it comes out. But until then, let's dig a little bit deeper into space travel and human spaceflight. And some really cool stuff also about Scott's gut bacteria, real quick, is that it changed, and the protective caps at the ends of his DNA strands increased while he was in space. And scientists studying Scott found that much of his gene expression changed while he was in space. About 93% of his expression levels went back to normal when he got home. However, 7% of his genes related to the immune system, DNA repair, bone formation, and more were still a little bit wacky when he returned. So for now, we're going to have to wait until later this year for NASA to reveal all of the things in the study. Personally, I'm just happy that we are moving forward with an outlook for a Mars mission. and this is going to help tremendously. Thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate all your support. Make sure to comment and subscribe for more space news on The Space News by Space Industry News. My name is Will. Have a good day. Do something nice for yourself and somebody else. I'll see you next time.